Martha Norwalk, fresh off the Love Train, welcoming you to the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream, go to the Animal World website, MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on Listen Live, upper right. That'll click you through the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen, upper left, and then Listen Online. You'll be all set to stream the show. And whew, it's just so good to be back in the studio. I have to tell you, when I do the show from home, I don't have that much room to dance, you know, because I'm hooked to the microphone and my headset to my computer, and I just have love around my chair sort of thing. It's just fun to be back in the studio and have real people around and dancing. And anyway, that was fun. Thanks, you guys. So I hope you all had fun at home and got your exercise in for the first hour. We'll do it again at 11. And hopefully we have a patient caller waiting. Is that true?
Still online, we have Danielle in Bellevue.
Okay, we're going to get to Danielle just shortly, but anybody who's just tuning in, it is the second Sunday, so it's best bioenergetic synchronization technique, neuroenergetic balancing, Rasmussen Reset, and Energy Code Sunday. Dr. Nels Rasmussen is here. Linda Rasmussen is here. You're calling in. Dr. Nels will work on the animal friends. Linda will work on humans. And if you don't call in, if you just pay attention to what Linda's doing and you follow the instructions, as long as you're not driving like Bettina, then you can get surrogate healing just by paying attention. So we are going to head to Bellevue. Well, we're going to stay where we are in Bellevue. And welcome, Danielle. Welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Nels and Linda Rasmussen.
Good morning. So I'm calling about Maverick, our 7-year-old golden retriever. And about a month ago, he did have a seizure. And Nels, I did call and talk to you about him then. But then he was diagnosed with internal bleeding, and he had a mass on his spleen.
Yes.
So we had the surgery, and we had the spleen removed about 2 weeks ago, and he's doing remarkably well, but they did the biopsy and he was diagnosed with hemangiosarcoma. So I'm trying to figure out our next steps, and maybe we could do a reset or just trying to figure out what are the next steps for him.
Now, just so we'll full disclosure here, I'll let everybody know, Danielle and I already knew Danielle because I worked with you a while ago, right?
Right, yeah, July of
2021, yeah. Yeah, so a little over a year ago, I saw them as clients. So Danielle called me this last week, and we had a chat about Maverick. And, you know, I'm not a big fan of hugely invasive, expensive stuff, and especially when it comes to cancer and chemo, and I don't see any point in making the dogs feel more miserable than the last time they have with us. And anyway, we had a discussion about all of that, and the things that Danielle could be doing for Maverick. And I hooked her up with the best veterinarian I thought that, you know, knew enough. And, of course, recommended Dr. Nels and his work. And, of course, Danielle had already talked with Dr. Nels previously about the seizure stuff and so forth. So that was on the list. And but this was just a few days ago. So I think this is the beginning of starting a new, you know, with Maverick and Dr. Nels. Is that kind of correct? Is that accurate, Danielle, in what I said?
Right. Yeah, that's accurate. Yep. Thanks.
Okay.
All right, so Dr. Nails, I guess we'll start with you here.
Yeah, well, I was already tuned in and started doing a little balancing work with Maverick. But here's the, I have a question, and that is the seizure thing. Did that change, post-surgery or anything, or is it too early to tell?
So he had another seizure just 2 days ago.
Uh-huh.
So that's still an issue too.
Okay. I was kind of wondering that because I have worked with dogs that had interesting or strange neurological things like seizures or paralysis that, they didn't think was due to a disc problem, for example. And then subsequently, they did find like a tumor on the spleen on one of them from which the poor animal actually died from because they didn't know it was there until it burst.
Wow.
So that's why I was curious. I don't know all the ramifications of all the medical side of things. My job is clear up the energy and get things moving that way and then let medicine do what it does, So that's what I'm working on.
Yeah, and I think he was dehydrated. That's what we thought before was he, and I noticed that he hadn't drank a lot of water that day before, and sure enough, then he has a seizure, and then he goes straight and drinks a whole huge bowl of water. So for some reason, it seems like he's not drinking water.
Yeah. Interesting. Not aware his thirst mechanism isn't quite telling him to drink.
Mm-hmm. What did the seizure? What does the seizure look like? What happens to him when he has the seizure?
He's laying on his side and his feet are just touching each other. He's
paddling. Paddling with his feet.
He's shaking and the front and the back feet keep touching each other and separating and touching each other.
Okay. And they last how long? Do you think?
Well, this one was probably longer, so I videotaped part of it, so it was probably close to a minute, I think.
Okay. And seizures, of course, in traditional medicine, they're often called idiopathic, which basically means they don't know what causes them. Sometimes there is a cause and so forth, and sometimes, you might have a seizure thing, and like Dr. Nails says, by the way, found a problem with the spleen, you take it out, and then all of a sudden the seizures don't happen anymore. But it doesn't sound like that happened.
Right.
But we really don't know.
Well, and I have worked with a lot of animals who had seizures, and, they didn't know what was causing them. In particular, some of the, at least one person suspected it was related to flea medicine, but they didn't know that for sure. I don't think it was like sort of coincidental, at least, that, they got that, then they had a seizure. But my work has helped keep them from having seizures. If they were having a lot of them, it might prevent them from having them for weeks or even a month or two. And usually those people figure it out and say, well, I'm just going to get a monthly tune-up and head it off before it gets that bad again.
So you have had, with some cases, in either the seizures stop happening or there's much more time in between, and then with some cases you do a regular tune-up and the animal has remained seizure free.
Right. Yeah. Basenji I worked on. It was four seizures and the seizures stopped practically right away. And also the animal was kind of a bad dog at the dog park.
Yeah.
He became a good dog at the dog park.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Became everybody's friend instead of everybody's tormentor.
Wow. All right. So you saw behavioral changes were seen with this dog as well as the physical changes.
Right.
All right. Well, so, Daniil, we'll have to see what happens with Maverick and how he responds, to the surgery and so forth.
I'm definitely finding plenty to do here.
Yeah, because you're
energy.
Still working
on
him.
Yeah. And I would say, if it's possible to, financially afford to get some more done, it would probably be a good idea because there's plenty to do here.
When I'm thinking, Daniil, didn't you say your son's, is it your son's dog or is he involved somehow? I don't remember.
Right. So he was my son's dog for the first 2 years, but he lived with us and then he moved out. So now the last 5 years, he's pretty
been
much
with
mine.
You. Yeah. All right. But your son is involved in helping with his healing and all of this.
Yeah. He's here right now with us.
All right. So Nils, can you carry on with Maverick with what you're doing?
Sure.
And we can have Linda start with Daniil now?
Yes.
All right. So I guess we should find out too, Daniil. Linda's going to tune in and do a little session with you. You said your son is there. Would he like a session too?
Sure. I guess he, yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah. Just find out from him and he can go after you. And let's just go ahead. Linda, you can go ahead and get started with Daniil.
Hi, Daniil.
Hello.
I'm just going to invite you to think the sky is blue. You're just relaxing and breathing normally.
Okay.
Thinking the sky is blue.
And there's a person who has been on your mind a lot lately. Somebody that you care about a lot. They may not be living anymore, but whoever that person is, just put your attention on them right now. Somebody that you care about a lot who's been on your mind.
Have you got someone?
Yeah, I have someone, yeah.
And then setting that person outside your thoughts, focus on the feeling of satisfied. And the number two. Your eyes are going to be open and looking to the right, just keeping your face directed forward, rolling your open eyes to the right. And I'm just going to invite you to do some very slow, deep breathing in and out as you think satisfied too, looking to the right.
So, Daniil, you have your eyes open, and then you are looking to the right with your eyes as you do slow, deep breathing in and out, thinking satisfied, and the number two. Satisfied, and the number two. And it looks like Nels has completed work with Maverick.
Yep, we got Maverick tuned up.
Okay, Daniil, go ahead and just breathe normally and release the instructions. And with your eyes open, just gently tipping your head forward, tucking the chin, and letting your head rise to a comfortable position, and then bringing the person that you were thinking of back into your thoughts. That is complete.
Yay.
Right. Okay.
Good job.
Relaxing.
It's relaxing, yeah. And then an affirmation that will help you to maintain this release is, I'm grateful and thankful for the feeling of satisfied.
Okay.
And just thinking that as often as you can today, tomorrow, and the day after. I'm grateful and thankful for the feeling of satisfied. And notice all the different ways that you feel satisfied and the way you feel satisfied with the things you see around you.
Okay. No, that's good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. So would your son like a treatment too?
Well, you know, he's in another room, so I guess I better, probably not right now, because I'll have to go talk to him about it. This, he doesn't even know I'm doing this right now.
All right, well, so I tell you what, timing-wise, it's time for us to take care of advertisers.
Oh, okay.
So how about we'll put you on hold, Denise, while we take care of advertisers, and you can go check with your son to see if he'd like a session. Because, you know, his dog, too, and a lot of times we have emotion connected with the dog and what's going on, especially in a situation like this with, you know, dramatic physical things going on and cancer. Wouldn't hurt at all to get him in better balance, because you'll better able to support Maverick that way. So we'll put you on hold.
Okay.
We'll take care of advertisers. Then Nathan will check back with you when we get towards the end of the, you know, and we'll see if your son wants to go on with us or not, okay? Sounds good? All righty. So we are taking care of advertisers. Stay right where you are, everybody. Animal World continues. More with Dr. Nels and Linda Rasmussen straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? You running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Ready to shake things up? Try Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are heading towards midway through the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk AM 1150. We heard from our wonderful Nils Rasmussen, and you can check him out at healingministryforanimals.com. That's healingministryforanimals.com. And no, he always starts with a free telephone evaluation, just like I do. And so he likes you to go through the website because you get in the system better that way, and then he doesn't lose you. So you go to the website healingministryforanimals.com, click on the contact link, fill out that little form and say you'd like to talk, and he'll arrange a phone call and then, you know, can chat with you about what's going on with your animal friends and how he can help and all of that good stuff. And of course, remember, he's got the Rasmussen Reset Do It Yourself at Home program, and it's incredibly inexpensive, and why wouldn't you want to learn to do that, especially since we know that eventually, Dr. Nils is physically not going to be in our neighborhood anymore. So if you want to learn it, better get started now. All righty. And then, of course, you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on. Then we would love you to join our Animal World family of advertisers. We've got great rates and get an interview on the show and link on website, all that good stuff. So if you're interested, shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, or give me a call after the show, 360-217-7258. Well, let's see. Now, Nathan, should we check back in with Daniil and find out? Yes. Hey, Daniil.
Yeah, so Matt is willing to do it, so I'm going to hand him the phone.
Okay, yay! All right. Good morning, Matt. Welcome to Animal World.
Hi,
Matt. I'm Martha. We've been talking to your mom, and she got her. Dr. Nils has done a balancing on Maverick, and Linda just worked on Daniil. So now I'm going to turn her over to you, and you're just going to connect with her and follow her instructions, okay?
Okay.
All right, Linda, okay. Take it away.
Hi, Matt. So I'm going to just guide you through something here. So I'm not really working on you. I'm working with you, just so you know. And I'm just going to invite you to picture a blue sky or think the words, the sky is blue.
The sky is blue.
And I'm going to invite you to bring a person into your thoughts who you have some kind of a conflict with. It's a fairly fresh conflict. And so you're not going to tell me who it is. You're just going to bring that person into your thoughts. Does somebody come to mind?
Not really.
Oh, okay. So is there somebody that you think might have some kind of a, maybe be a little unwilling in some way to engage with you because of something that's on their mind?
I'll try to think about it, yeah.
Okay. So focus on that. And then set that aside and think the word busy. Like, I'm too busy. Busy.
Busy.
And then add to that the number two. Your eyes are going to be closed, and just roll them to the right. Your closed eyes are looking to the right. So you think busy, two. And you're breathing. Just take a deep breath in and then exhale. Hold your breath out after you exhale, just as long as it's comfortable.
All right, Matt, you've got your eyes closed, and behind those closed eyes, you're looking to the right. You have taken in a deep breath, let it all the way out, hold it out as long as you comfortably can. You can replace the breath anytime that you need to, all the while thinking busy and the number two. Busy and the number two.
Perfect, Matt. Go ahead and breathe normally. Open your eyes. And then just very gently, just tip your head forward a little bit, tucking the chin, and then let your head come up to a comfortable position. And then just bring that person that you brought to mind back into your thoughts. Okay, and that is complete. That is released. And I'm just going to find an affirmation for you. Okay, so okay. The word is going to be trust. And you're just going to think as often as you can today and tomorrow and the next day, I trust. And just feel that sense of trusting.
Wonderful.
Okay. All right.
All right, so Daniil, you and Matt are taken care of. And okay. Dr. Nels, is there anything you wanted to talk to Daniil or say about Maverick?
Well, I guess what I'll say is if you want to discuss any more about this, just be sure to get a hold of me, and we'll go forward from there.
Sounds all right. Good. Thank you very much.
All right, yeah. Daniil, thanks for calling Animal World. All right.
Okay, thank you.
You're
okay.
Welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
All righty. We've got open phone lines, right?
We do, and if you want to get in line to talk with Nels and Linda and get some treatment for yourself or your animal, our phone number is 425-373-5527. Also toll free at 1-888-298-5569. We're here until noon.
Yeah, then we need something to do, so pick up your phones. And I was going to, we can get back to some of the stuff I did want to mention, the full moon. I was right in my face last night. Of course, you know, because, you know, it's changing seasons and times. And, of course, it's getting darker earlier. So now for the first time this year, I am now usually after sessions that I'm doing, I'm driving home in the dark. So that was the case yesterday. And I had the session I did was over in Edmonds. And so I had to come all the way east back, you know, to my neck of the woods out in Monroe Salton area. Anyway, as I was driving home and looking out, the moon was spectacular last night. I mean, apparently it's like lower in the sky or closer or something right now because it's huge and it was orange. And it was just like big and orange. It was like really pretty. I saw it all the way. I was like, whoa, I got to check on when the full moon, you know, happens. So I did check and it's like 5:30-ish or so today. So we're right in that energy of the big full moon stuff. And, you know, a lot of stuff happens during the full moon. It really messes with things energetically. And, you know, those almost 20 years that I worked in veterinary medicine, I mean, we would gear up for full moons because things would generally get pretty crazy and we would get over busy and weird things would happen, you know, with animals and so forth that needed veterinary care. And, It was totally predictable, totally predictable. So just be aware that things could be, a little dicey. And then, all right, so that was last night, and I came home and I watched the moon last night. I went out a couple of times to look at it up in the sky, and it was, and of course it was orange because of the smoke. And I do have to say that it's been really smoky in the area for the last couple days or so. Now, I think, Nathan, weather-wise, I think it's supposed to be clearing out tomorrow. And so we might even get dampened a little bit from a drop of water from the sky. I mean,
I wouldn't count on it.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's
even
what they're
if we
saying.
Don't have the haze, there's still looks like patchy fog in the morning. And there's no really indication of anything that would push the smoke away. I mean, the weather, like I've said, every week is pretty much stuck.
Well, on last night's weather, they did say they thought it was going to push out Monday and Tuesday. Maybe that's changed already. But bottom line is that some of us have to be more careful with the smoke. And you do need to pay attention to your animal friends, especially, you know, the smash-nosed breeds, the ones that have respiratory issues. You know, my Robbie Golden is older. So he generally, when I'm home, he spends a lot of time outside and watching the world go by and keeping his eye on the neighborhood and all that sort of stuff. I don't leave him out there, and he's not as comfortable out there. Now, the good news is the smoke, the last place it goes is down to dog level on the ground, but I can tell he's not as comfortable, and he doesn't really want to be out there as much. The cats don't spend much time in the cat run when it's smoky, so just be aware of your animal friends and you, and remember we learned from Mike Roberge that good N95 mask will protect you from the smoke, so if necessary, I wear my KF94s, and that does really well. So you can pay attention to the smoke. But that's the big thing. We must have a caller. Yeah, okay. The really weird thing was this morning when because I'm not a morning person, so, you know, I up at the time of a day that I have to get up to get to the studio, it just doesn't exist for me at any other time. Anyway, so out early and leaving to come to the station, I come out of my driveway and we are just socked in with the smoke. I mean, you can't see anything and it's really dense. And when I get beyond the tree line, I look out and there's this huge, big, round, orange thing in the sky. And I'm like, whoa, the moon is incredible. And then I'm thinking, it's exactly where it was last night. And then I'm thinking, no, that can't be because the moon doesn't stay where it is all night. So it looked exactly the same as the big full moon last night in exactly the same place, except it was even more orange. It was, and then all of a sudden I realized, that's not the moon. That's got to be the sun, for crying out loud. But no glare, no flash, just this big, huge, orange circle in the sky. And then, of course, driving down, it stayed orange, but I was getting the feeling it was the sun. By the time I got down to, like, Kirkland, then the glare started, and you say, oh, yeah, it is the sun. It's not orange, you know, but my gosh, I haven't seen it this socked in, and I think it must have been a combination of the smoke and fog. So have we got both going on, the smoke and fog in the morning?
We do.
Okay. It was the worst. I don't even remember it being as socked in as it was and only being able to see 20 feet in front of you, which was 522 on the way down here. Really socked up in the Darrington area?
Yeah, there were patches. There were places where it was, you know, just smoke, and there were places where it was the smoke with the fog. And, yes, very thick in those places. Definitely had to slow down.
Did you see that big orange sun?
Yes, I saw that big red thing just sort of hanging out there.
Yeah, why not? Weird? It was bright orange.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, so that's my full moon stuff, which it turned out to be the sun this morning. And anyway, so let's see. We've taken care of advertisers. We're good, so we can go to the phone, right?
We have one more break, but we can probably take care of the phone. It's up to you. Maybe the second one and go to phones.
Yeah, let's go to the phone.
All right. Let's go ahead and welcome Diane from Bellevue, and her cat Theo will be joining the show as well. Welcome to the show, Diane. You're live with Nels, Linda, and Martha.
Hey, Diane. We know you and Theo. How are you today?
Well, I've been better.
So uh-oh, okay.
Call. I know I'll be better.
Yeah, well, you called on the right day because Nels and Linda are here, so
Perfect.
What's going on? Who needs what today?
Oh, we'll start with Theo first. He was doing so good, and then yesterday he peed where he wasn't supposed to. So maybe he needs to be reset.
Yeah.
Okay, so now Theo, of course, is your kitty.
Yeah, he's the kitty. He's the black with a little white on the tummy.
Right. And he's had this inappropriate urination problem on and off for a while.
Right. And for a long time, he's been fine. And then all of a sudden yesterday, I saw him go over and pee near where he actually eats.
Uh-oh, that's not normal.
And he hasn't done it since, but I thought, yeah, that's...
Now, I think in the past he's had some urinary tract infections, has he not?
No, I thought he had an infection, and we treated him for that. And then when I took him in and they took the urine, there wasn't an infection going on. There was some inflammation, and then he has kidney failure going on, so he's on a renal supplement to help with that.
All right, I stuck it in the back of my brain to pull out to tell you the next time you called. Because this was watching Dr. Jeff, you know, Rocky Mountain Vet?
Uh-huh, yeah.
And I really adore this man. I think he's a saint. But I also think he is one of the best veterinarians I've ever seen. Absolutely the best veterinary surgeon and best orthopedic surgeon I've ever seen. The guy is remarkable. But if he's doing something with an animal, it's because he knows that it's worked. And there was a segment on one of his shows, Diane, that when he has a cat that has inappropriate urination like Theo has had, and I can't really pinpoint what the problem is, he puts him on a psychotropic drug. It's called Buspar. B-U-S-P-A-R.
B as in boy?
Yeah, Buspar. And it's a psychotropic. Anyway, I kind of dismiss those things. I don't recommend very often, but when, you know, Dr. Jeff talked about it, and that's what he's done, and that's the one that seems to work for him, and lo and behold, the case he did it with on the show, the inappropriate urination stopped. So anyway, I just put it in the back of my mind. Wouldn't you know, it came back up. So memory's working okay. And because I wanted to tell you about that, because that's an option that we could try at some point with him. But your vet would have to prescribe it.
And how do you spell it again? B as in boy? U-S-P-A-R.
Yeah. Buspar. I think it's B-U-S-P-A-R.
Oh, T-A-R.
No, P as in Peter. Buspar. B-U-S-P as in Peter. A-R.
And is it a B or a V?
It's a B as in bus.
Bus, okay, Buspar. So that's prescribed by the vet.
Right. So anyway, I just wanted to tell you about that. Now, obviously, Dr. Nell's found some things with Theo, and
yes,
you've been working on that.
Theo needed a good, thorough tune-up, and it was.
And that might be all he needs.
Yeah, it wasn't the classic fight or flight. There was some other points involved, so we just got him balanced, and we'll see how that goes for him.
Awesome. Thank you.
Okay, so are you ready for Linda to take over, Diane?
I am.
All right,
hi,
Linda.
Diane.
Hi, Linda.
So we meet again. Let's
yes, we do.
Let's do what we need to do here. So I'm going to have you think about the number one thing that you would most like to heal, change, improve, or resolve from any aspect of your life. The number one thing. And there may be more than one number one thing, so just select something that's very important to you.
Okay, I've got that in mind, and actually it's my low back.
Okay.
I hurt my low back, and it was getting better, and then I was just filling up a tea kettle and turned to put it on the stove, and I heard this clunk in my back.
Uh-oh.
And something went out again, because I'd already gone to the chiropractor after I heard it from digging up lily bulbs.
Oh, boy.
You never like hearing those clunks.
Yeah.
No, it really scared me, and oh, my gosh, and it hurt a lot, and it kind of made the right side of my hip area numb.
Ooh.
So I went back to the chiropractor, and sure enough, there was a pinched nerve, so he treated me, but it's and it's getting a little better, but...
Yeah, so I've got a suggestion for how we can help you here. So what I'd invite you to do is think about how this current back issue is affecting your life. Just let yourself think about the ways this is affecting your life.
Think about how this back pain is affecting your life.
And then set that aside and focus on the feeling of cherish and the number two. Your eyes are going to be closed, looking at the right side of your forehead. Your breathing will be to take a deep breath in and then exhale completely, keeping your breath held out as long as you can comfortably. Getting a new breath as soon as you need to. Thinking cherish, too.
All right, Diane, you've got your eyes closed. And behind those closed eyes, you're looking to the right. You've taken a deep breath in and completely let it out. Hold your breath out as long as you comfortably can, replacing that breath whenever you need to. All the while thinking cherish and the number two. Cherish. And the number two.
Good job, Diane. Go ahead and breathe normally. And then let yourself go back to... Oh, first we're going to have you tip your head forward. And just let your head rise. And then think about how this back situation is affecting your life right now. Good. That is complete. And the affirmation is, I embrace the feeling of cherish. And so you will just use, I embrace the feeling of cherish. And notice all the different things that you cherish and the memories that you cherish and the things in your life that you can just amplify that feeling of cherish around.
All right, I have a question for Dr. Nels and Linda.
All right.
Related to Diane and the lower back stuff. Okay. Now, I think you know that I, too, can have those kind of issues with lower back, hips, that sort of thing. Besides the work that Dr. Nels and Linda does, okay, the thing that I find most helpful that I can do myself, that I do several times, is... the mortar march thing that you guys taught me. Mm-hmm. Now, I know you teach that as part of what you do. I don't know that Diane's ever worked with either of you in person or something could be taught. I think at some point, Dr. Nels, I think you had that on your website or someplace you could find it. But is that something that, I mean, could Linda could Diane come to you for a session? Could you teach her that? Or how would Diane or somebody that needs it, how do they learn that?
Actually, if people are interested, they just need to send me an email at linda@verticalenergyworldwide.com and just tell me you want to see the link for the mortar march, and I will send it to you.
Okay, so Diane, did you understand that?
I did, and Linda did send it to me before for another issue.
Oh.
So I'll go back and pull it up and do that. And
all right, now wait a minute, Diane. Okay, now Aunt Martha's got to slap you around, I think. Yeah. No, Linda's cringing, but, you know, that's what I do. So you have the mortar march, but you've not been doing it. Huh? You have it, but you haven't been doing it.
No, not for a while.
Okay.
It was for another issue some time ago, and I was doing that, and I got all better, so I stopped.
All right. Okay. Yeah, that's the problem. We start to get better, and we stop doing what we're doing that keeps us balanced, okay?
Yeah,
so
and it wasn't the back issue. It was something else.
Yeah, get it out. Start doing it. I'll tell you, everybody else, this little mortar march thing, it's really simple. You just have to learn how to do it, okay? And I'll tell you, it's a miracle worker. Mm-hmm. Now, I'll tell you, Diane, what I do, I always, first thing in the morning, I do a mortar march. I do it again a little later in the morning. and I do it last thing before bed. Now, if at any time during the day I get up and, oh, I feel my hip isn't quite right or something, I immediately go into that position and it straightens me right out. Okay,
oh,
so
great.
Get it out and do it regularly. No, I'm better. I'm not going to do it anymore. You keep it up, okay?
Yeah, and no judgment if you have any times when you're not doing it. The main thing to know
is that it is
a tool that is extremely valuable. It's a what I would call a wellness medicine, and it's also very good if you have any kind of like clunk or thing like that. And sometimes we find that we can't do the full pose because of whatever just clunked. And we just do the best we can.
Right.
And we do it in the spirit of knowing that anything I do for myself is helping me and my body. And that's really how I would approach it.
But you're really right. Now, if I get up and I will start, sometimes I can't go into the full perfect pose immediately, but I do. And then then all of a sudden I can do it, and then I'm fine, and I can walk and do great. But it really is a godsend and a miracle worker, so you all need to learn it.
And I always like to add a little affirmation, I'm so thankful for my strong, healthy body.
And that's Dr. Nels is actually the one that originally taught it to me, and he taught me to do an affirmation. And so that's part of the mortar march that I do when I'm doing the position. Each time I change the position, I do the affirmation just like you taught me. Mm-hmm. Now, I shift the affirmation a little bit depending on what's going on with
me. You can say virtually any positive statement. I'm so thankful for my perfect health. I'm so thankful for, what was that one about, abundance?
Yeah.
I mean, grateful and thankful for my abundant life.
Right.
And,
I mean, all of that.
Yep. It's amazing. And the affirmation, remember, it goes to that thought direct energy that I'm always pounding into you guys and how powerfully creative we are with our mind. And remember, last week when we were talking to Ananda about yoga, we were talking about the reason that Ananda yoga is so much better and more powerful than regular yoga is because they combine affirmations and stuff with it. So you don't just do the positions, you're also using your mind to channel the energy, and it makes a huge difference.
Mm-hmm.
So be sure and do that. Okay, so you good, Diane?
I'm good. Thank you so much.
Okay, get out that mortar march and get going.
All right. Thank you all.
All righty. God bless. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All righty. We got to catch up with advertisers, and Animal World will continue straight ahead. Dr. Nels Rasmussen, Linda Rasmussen are here, and we will continue straight ahead. Animal World right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Do you feel overwhelmed by the people around you or the energies you encounter daily in today's world? When the drama and the emotions wear you down, it's important to have the tools to deal with the challenges life is bringing your way. And that's where Natasha Venter can help. Natasha is a medium and an intuitive personal awareness coach who is inspired to help those walking through the emotions and grief of today's energies. Visit Natasha's website, angelicclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and compassionate approach can help. That's angelicclarifications.com. There's no need to carry the load by yourself. Learn more at angelicclarifications.com.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
There's a reason they invented the internet. It's called 1150kknw.com.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are now officially winding down the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. But we're here until noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And gosh, if you would like to get in on the line here for free remote treatments, Dr. Nels is here and would love to work on your animal friends. And Linda is here, and she'd love to help you and work with you. And if you are interested, give us a call. And local number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 1-888-298-5569. And our email address in the studio is animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty. So I did have a chance to tell you about the Pit Bulls and Parolee shows that are airing, and that, I'm just so impressed. The old shows are every bit as good as the newer ones. And I've watched long enough that the older shows, boy, they're really young. The kids are young, and because now I know what they look like now because of the last season. And the shows are really young, but my gosh, this family is amazing. And the rescue work that they do, they're kind of like the cream of the crop in rescues, as Dr. Jeff is the cream of the crop in veterinary stuff. They really do a marvelous job, and you can learn a lot from them about working with, you know, dogs and problems and behavior, and see them working through. Yeah, no, they're not behavior therapists. They're not trainers like me. Yeah, I'd like to teach them a lot of stuff, but they are so good at what they do. So, so good at what they do. So do watch, and it's amazing how many people go a long distance to go to their rescue, to rescue from them, which is really great. And let's see, one last thing I want to tell you. I'm excited because I finally was able to get the new COVID vaccine. So I am freshly boosted. I got it on Friday. And just in case, I know there are a lot of you out there that asked me about the vaccine and stuff, and I didn't find it very easy to find this time. With the other vaccines and COVIDs, once they were available, you'd go pretty much anywhere. And I got my last boosters, you know, through Kroger at my Fred Meyer Pharmacy, where, you know, I do. But they've not gotten any of the new vaccines, and they don't know if they ever will. So if you are looking, what I found, the only place that I know where it's easy to schedule is Walgreens. Walgreens has the new COVID vaccine for the 4 and 5 Omicron variants, and you can schedule online. The more popular location stores are booking 2 weeks out, but you just can easily schedule online and then go get your vaccine if you need it. So I just thought I would let you know. And so I'm being extra cautious for the next 2 weeks because I'm loading this vaccine. But after 2 weeks, then I'm going to feel a whole lot better about doing more indoor stuff, although I'm going to continue in mask and so forth because I elected not to get the flu vaccine and so forth because I'm protecting myself against COVID. I'm not getting exposed to the flu either, so I'm happy about that. And I really don't want to get exposed to anything. So I'm a happy camper in my little mask. So there you go. Walgreens is the place to go because you can schedule easily online. All righty. And then for any of you that didn't catch it in the first hour, if you were snoozing or sleeping in, Dr. Nels has some big news, and he's moving to Idaho. So
that is true.
He just doesn't know where.
Yeah, or exactly when.
Or exactly when. So I just, you know, planting the seeds to let us get used to it. But sooner or later, it could be as soon as next summer.
Yep.
Could be delayed depending on how long it takes them to find the right place and the right time to sell and buy and all that sort of thing. But, you know, if you've been thinking around, thinking about getting the do-it-yourself program or having Nels work with you or your animal friends, get started because, you know, he'll still be working. He's not going to stop doing what he's doing, and we know how great he is at doing remote work. But at least when he's over here, we can work with him in person if we want to. So if you want to do that, you better get started.
I like to say it's been a luxury for a lot of people to work with me in person, but about half my business is online stuff. So
is it?
Yeah, okay. I do a lot of that.
Yeah. All righty. So we all have another hour to go, and we would love to serve you on the air. So please give us a call, 425-373-5527. Now, of course, it is time to bring out the love train one more time, and it's the exercise portion of our show. Help me get back in my clothes that don't fit anymore after the lockdowns and all of that, and get us up and moving. And Diane, we just talked to her on the air. It's her chiropractor that told her the best exercise you can do at home is dancing. So we'll make Diane's chiropractor helpful, and we'll get up and dance. You could even do the mortar march when you're dancing. I mean, you could.
Certainly.
If you wanted to. That's coming up, and dancing is required, but you can dance in your head, you can dance in your bed, you can dance in your chair, you can dance anywhere. Get up on your feet, dance with us on the Love Train. We're going to cruise through your home and pick you up. And I energize up the Love Train music with our yogi energization prayer, and here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth of body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the Love Train. It's coming up, and Animal World continues straight ahead until noon, right here on Alternative Talk AM 1150.